The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. I have a couple of announcements real quick before I go to the calls. Starting October 1st, I am launching Vegas Astrology. So as of October 1st, you actually will be able to read about your own astrology sign monthly on the VegasAstrology.com website. So I'll have more details about that as we draw closer to the date. So as we get to the 27th of September and we're launching it as of October 1st, you'll be able to read all about your astrology sign there live. So I'm going to go right to the calls, and I'm going to the calls in the order in which they called in. So and then I have a 702 area code call here that made a special request. So I'm going to go to area code 248. Hello, 248. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, is this 248?
Yes.
And your first name?
Pertice.
Okay, Pertice, what's your question for me?
Yes, I want to know about my finance and my love life, because the person I was with for years had ended up leaving me.
Okay, which question do you want me to answer? Do you want me to talk about finance, or do you want me to talk about your love life?
Love life.
Okay, you got it. All right, so yeah, here's the old person that has left your life that I actually am happy that relationship has ended, because what I kept getting is that you were so much of a giver in that relationship. And you weren't getting a lot back, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I also get that this person financially was pretty cheap, but cheap in lots of ways, not just with money, but with time, with consideration, with kindness, with participating in the relationship. So when I say that you were doing a lot of giving in this relationship, it was 80% giving on your part and 20 on this other person's part. So the happy news about this is that I see you meeting somebody new in November. So I want you to start paying attention to the people that are trying to get your attention, because I'm actually seeing that there's somebody incredibly significant that's making his way to you in November. So November is your big power month. And I'm really happy that you're finally seeing this other guy in his truest light, because he really wasn't worthy of you.
Mm.
So there you go.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 702. All right. Oh, wait, I went to go to 702 and they weren't there. All right. So now I'm going to area code 248. Hello, 248. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Kat.
Hi, Kat. What's your question for me today?
I just have one question. Will it become a success?
So you sound like you're on a speakerphone. You sound really far away. Are you on a headset or speakerphone?
Probably headset. Hold on. Okay, hello.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We got to stop suffering over what's not happened and instead focus on the good things that have happened, because I'm actually looking at your power month is October. So we're only a few weeks away from October. So if there's any unfinished business that you need to take care of, it's time to do that now before October hits. Now, when I say October is your power month, it doesn't mean that the UPS guy delivers success to your door. It literally means that October is the month that you jump in with both feet and identify yourself with the success that you want to be known for. So if you're an artist, you say, I'm an artist. If you're a singer, you say, I'm a singer. You say, I'm an actress, you say you're an actress. But you can't say, well, I'm just biding my time till I get discovered. What it means is that if you start disciplining yourself and participating in the things that's going to get you into the spotlight, October is your big power month. The funny thing is that it keeps talking about a letting go of a lot of pain, Kat. This is you letting go of emotional pain that is not serving you. So I want you to recognize that most emotional pain is connected to the past. Right.
Okay.
So if you can look at October 1st as though it's your own personal new year, and you're going to start identifying with the success that you want to be involved in. So someday if you want to be a director or do film work or whatever it is, I would totally start targeting a way for you to get into that industry in some way. So what it's saying here is that you've been sitting back and not taking action. And I'm telling you that October 1st is the month to take action. So if there's any preparation you need to do between now and October 1st, these next few weeks, you totally need to do it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you there's a man here that looks like he can help you, but he's making sure that you're disciplined and committed enough so that if he puts his energy behind you, that you're not going to flake on him. That's why I keep getting this whole thing in my head, prepare for October 1st, because the month of October, 90% of your success is going to be showing up where you want to be. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But this man, this man has salt and pepper hair and blue or gray eyes. He's very slender, but this man takes an interest in you and helps you. So this is not a romantic liaison. This is a professional liaison. And I'm telling you that man will facilitate exactly everything you've dreamed of if you'll let him. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ann from California.
Hi, Ann. What's your question?
I have a question about I'm just ready to change everything. I'm ready. Anything about how I can create a new job, a new place to live, and new relationships? All
so,
of it.
So the angel. Well, okay. I need one category. I need one specific
issue.
Okay, let's
start. We'll start with. It's not just a new job in a new career.
Okay, so I'm going to focus on career. All right. What it's saying here is that you have to let go of anything from that. You have a card of letting go of the past or thinking that there's something in the past that's going to propel you into the future. Well, that's only partly true because I do see an abrupt change of what you did before on and what you're going to do moving forward. So there is a part of you sort of clinging to what you've done before to count on what you're going to do moving forward. And while that experience is important, what it's saying instead is for you to concentrate on these two things. First, what is your life purpose? And second, what is the truth of who you are? Because that leads you to the kind of career that you really want to do. Because you have the highest card a woman can get in any reading. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the High Priestess. So you have that card right smack in the middle of your reading, which means it's the ability to tell the truth, your truth, and you don't care what ears the truth falls on. So you're telling your truth no matter what the audience. You're telling the truth to the bees in the trees. You're telling the truth to someone you have coffee with. You're telling the truth to girlfriends and connections, all right? This is where I want to be. The truth of who I am is this, all right? But what's interesting is you also have a card of finding your life purpose. So the truth of
what's
who you
card?
Are leads you to... Well, in my deck, it's temperance.
Okay.
In my deck, it's called past lives. It means...
Okay.
So if you go to the Osho Zen Tarot deck and you look up a card called past lives, I call that your purposeful card. It's the card of purpose and why you're here in this lifetime. But then the last card that I want to tell you about is that instead of rushing this, I want you to be very, very observant in the next 3 weeks about what's being presented to you. Because I have a card here that talks about the angels are guiding you toward what you want. But it all aligns with the truth. So if there was an exercise that assigned you to do right now, it would be what you don't like about past jobs that you've worked. So I'm trying to talk over you because you keep saying, okay, and I don't want to lose my train of thought with you because I'm on a roll. So here's the thing. You've got to sit down with a sheet of paper and write down all the crappy things that happened in the last jobs that you've held. That's not what's going to be attracting to you now. You're going to write down all the stuff you didn't like about the other jobs. At the bottom of that sheet of paper, you're going to write the words, I release, sign your name, and you're going to safely burn that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take out a sheet of paper and you're just going to write down statements of the truth of who you are. And that sheet of paper goes on your refrigerator with a magnet. And all I don't even want you to describe the job. I just want you to write down the truth of who you are. And as soon as you do that, and be very, very observant, because the meaning of life is two words. And meaning of life is two words. Pay attention. Because all I'm trying to tell you is as soon as you really let go of the past and embrace what's going to happen moving forward, in the next 3 weeks, you figure out what that is. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right. So I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Sherelle. How are you?
Hi, Sherelle. What's your question for me?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to press button. Finances.
Okay, you go, girl. All right, let's see. All right, so what I keep getting – oh, that's interesting. So you've done a really marvelous job of undervaluing yourself. See, if I'd have gotten a hold of you like right out of high school, I would have told you to go into nursing or psychology, because you have this way of not only dealing with your own stress in an incredibly effective way, but you also have this ability to guide other people out of their stress. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing I could say to you, but any opportunity that guides people out of anything that they're stressed about, whether that's love or health or money, what I'm getting here, or relationships or whatever it is, what I'm getting here is that if I could actually tap you and what your purpose is, it's the ability to manage stress. And that stress is a huge motivator for you. So, Sherelle, the fastest way to motivate you is to piss you off.
Yeah, it is.
Because it cuts through all the fear. So when you cut through the fear and you get into action, everything about you starts to move forward in an incredibly productive way. So what I keep getting with you, gal pal, is that how can you change or focus your career where everything about what you do pulls people out of stressful situations? So whether that's nursing or psychology or a financial advisor or whatever it is, what I'm getting here is that is where you're going to make some money.
Okay. Good, thank
but
you.
I keep getting,
you've been very helpful.
Here's,
go ahead.
Here's the last, I just want to say one more thing, is that you've got to stop undervaluing what you bring to the table.
Yeah, I do.
You're a problem solver, and that's part of your gift in this lifetime, is you're a problem solver. So when you go talk to people about new jobs, one of the things you can say is, I solve problems. I fix stuff. All right? And as soon as you can go in that direction, there's a new opportunity that presents itself that makes more money for you. So, all right, Sherelle, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 201. Hello,
Adam.
201. Who's this?
Yes, it's Adam. How are you doing?
Hi, Adam. What's your question?
Good. My question is, do you see any health problems in my future?
So I'm not a physician or a nurse. What I'm telling you is advice that is based on what the cards are telling me to tell you and what my intuition is telling me, okay?
Good.
So
good.
Here's the thing. What it says here is a lot of what's going on with your health is unresolved emotional issues. So there's a reason that you're stopping yourself from something, Adam, because I keep seeing here that it may be that you're in the habit of not being vital, or that you haven't found the right person or the right regimen to be more vital.
But one of the things
I'm getting here is that it's almost as if you choose to do things the hard way instead of doing things that flow to you easily. There's a woman that looks like she's incredibly helpful to you. I get the description of dark hair and light eyes, and she's a specialist. She's more of a nutritionist than she is a physician. So the more I pick up about her, the more I see that she's guiding you toward a more creative approach, that you may be using food as more of a healing process, and what you take into your body as a healing process, that you're using more natural things to get your vitality back. Like, she could suggest something like you getting into a bathtub with 2 or 3 cups of Epsom salts, and you imagine that all of the negativity and toxins are being pulled out of your body while you're in the bath. Do you see what I mean?
Got it.
What it's saying is that you're supposed to take a much more creative approach to your healing instead of a necessarily traditional approach. And again, I'm telling you this for entertainment purposes because they don't deal with health issues as a general basis. And what I'm trying to get to you to is that the more natural your approach, the more healing it will be for you. All right, Adam, thanks for the call. See you later.
No problem.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is a voice from your past calling you because I saw you were online, and I think you're the best.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm not recognizing the voice over the radio airwaves. What's your first name?
It's Lenny.
Lenny! Oh, my God.
I love my Mona. How are you, my sweetie?
You're so funny. Okay. What is your question for me today?
My question is, it's probably one you can't answer on the airwaves, but you can text me privately when we're going to go together for lunch or dinner.
Okay, but I'll ask a question anyway.
Let's see. Okay, I have to think of a good question now. I'm contemplating a move and I'm just trying to decide at this moment, is it the right fit for me to be doing this at this point in time?
Okay, so the big answer that I'm getting for you, Lenny, is the fact that you have not tapped into your political environment to help you. So here's the interesting thing. The answer to the question is you can move if you want to, because I actually get an invitation coming to you for a career path that you absolutely love. Love, 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 love. It's saying here that the biggest element or the biggest gift that's around you right now that you're not tapping into is the fact that there's probably 10 people that would help you if you just asked. Now, the way you're going to ask is going to be incredibly creative. The way you ask is, I'm contemplating going in this direction. What are your thoughts? Now, as soon as you say that, what may happen is someone will say, oh my God, Lenny, did you know so-and-so is looking for someone to do exactly that?
Fair enough.
So what happens is by you just throwing it out there of what you want to do, the universe responds back very quickly, like within the next 6 weeks, with opportunities that allow you to do this incredibly easily. So what I keep getting here is that you know, while you have helped so many people be successful and get the things they want and need, all these elements, the universe is trying to pay you back. And so because you have been so thoughtful and considerate and done your work incredibly ethically, there are people out there that operate exactly the same way that are trying to turn around and reward you in some fashion. So all I want you to do for the next 6 weeks, I want you to sit on that idea for the next 6 weeks, but anyone that's willing to listen to you about this is what I'm thinking about doing, and you present it out there, and then what happens is they go, oh my God, so-and-so's looking for exactly that person. You see?
I see. Fair enough.
It's going to be way easier than you think, Lenny.
Interesting. And I would love to find an answer for my previous question as well. You can contemplate that one a little longer.
Yes, and we will do lunch over that one, my friend. Thank you so much for checking in.
I saw this and I was like, I'm so excited just because I congratulate you. Mystic Mona is the best ever.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks, Lenny. See you later.
See you, honey.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – oh. I'm going to have to do this call quick. I have 510. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hello, Tamika.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't get your first name.
Tamika.
Oh, hi, Kanika. What's your question?
I want to know, what do you see happening for me by the end of the year?
So your biggest concentration is to find a way to earn a little more money than what you've been doing. Because what I'm getting here is that there's an adventure that's going to present itself in the year 2020, but you've got to save your resources between now and the end of the year. So I would definitely go on a super money diet for the next few months, because it's saying that there's something presenting itself to you at the beginning of the year that you may need a little extra money to actually go after. But it's a sort of, I'm getting a cool your jets and save vibration right now. So, all right, Kanika, I have to go. You were my last caller today. Thank you so much for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.